first time that I saw my love, it being Adam Ball. I looked at her, I gazed at her, far above them all. But aye, she looked upon me with scorn and disdain, and the bonny wee lassie's answer was to don't call again, don't call again. The bonny wee lassie's answer was to don't call again. The next time that I saw my love, it being at a wake, I looked at her, I gazed at her, I thought me heart wouldn't break. But aye, she looked upon me with scorn and disdain, and the bonny wee lassie's answer was to don't call again, don't call again. The bonny wee lassie's answer was to don't call again. It being 6 months after, a little or above, when Cupid shot his arrow, he wounded my true love. He wounded her so dearly, it caused her to refrain, and she wrote to me a letter saying, you might call again, you might call again. She wrote to me a letter saying, you might call again. Far to let her know, why life was in my body, it's there I wouldn't go. My life was in my body, and there it wouldn't remain, and I would rue the day when you said don't call again, don't call again. And I would rue the day when you said don't call again. So all you pretty fair maids, a warning take by me. Now never slight a young man, wherever you might be. For if you do, you're sure to rue and cause you to complain. And you will rue the day when you said don't call again, don't call again. And you will rue the day when you said don't call again.
as in that lumse, nas mwin in shifshe, ach lon es kriptor a prawi. Gyr diel fyrwhi mehen com maile, sgwyl bi eich arm me san. Ganjijam tina sawas ganen shliva naen shlihoi ahrir gnesperes nanardam. Thank you.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Moab Folk Festival with support from the Utah Office of Tourism. The 13th annual Moab Folk Festival will take place on November 6th through the 8th in Moab, Utah, and features Bruce Coburn and many more. Complete lineup, tickets, and lodging package information can be found at moabfolkfestival.com.
And good evening. You're listening to Schultegale, and my name is Carl Cumley, and delighted to be here with you as we head into the very last part of October and Samhain, the Celtic Halloween, and all that is associated with that. In that last set, we heard from Danu and McKay Hill's Reels, Don't Call Again, a song by Setanta, and The Robbery by Trian. And then we heard local music. And local music, it was the Ash Plant, right, guys?
Ash Plant and the Mossy Banks. And it was a double set.
There we go. And it's the new release from the Boulder Irish Session.
Yahoo!
Oh, and, yeah, I thought that was all 10.
Well, it could easily have been. So Michael Reshetnik and Margot Krimmel, two of the leading lights of the Boulder Irish Session, are with us tonight, and we're sort of celebrating the impending release of the new album, right?
Yeah, it won't be long. It's in manufacturing now, and
available in time for Christmas.
Oh, definitely. The release date is the 15th
of November. So in time for Thanksgiving.
Plenty of time, and that's a Sunday night, and we're gonna have a party celebration at Connor O'Neill's pub, in honor of the completion of this CD, and it'll be for sale, and we'll be playing tracks, we'll be playing tunes off the CD, and just generally carousing.
Sounds great. Now, how many years has it been, if you remember, from the first album, which I believe was called Sunday at Connor's?
That's right. And that was issued in 2006.
So 9 years ago.
9 years in between.
So what has...
There are very few copies left. It's
I know,
quite
I've
a
got,
rare
I've
item
got
now.
One.
You're good.
So it's increasing in value daily. So, so how has the session is still on Sundays at Connor O'Neill's.
Right.
Tell me what's changed in the last 9 years.
Well,
either of you can jump in on this.
Jump in.
Well, the players have changed, so they change all the time. We're so lucky to be here in Boulder, where we have all the students from CU, so we'll get a really great fiddle player, and then they'll graduate, and they'll... leave us room for another great fiddle player, or a, you know, box player or flute player or whatever. So I don't know. It just seems like the players are constantly changing. And Michael felt like there was a need to sort of celebrate the players that are playing now. But you know what? Next year they'll sort of be different still. So it's really quite fun.
Now, I'm under the impression that since the last album was called Sunday at Connor's, this album has to have a title that sort of builds on that. Is that true?
Yeah. So it's called Next Sunday at Connor's.
Next Sunday at Connor's. And there you'll be, Next Sunday at Connor O'Neill's, 1922 13th Street.
Right.
Yeah,
just south of the Pearl Street Mall on 13th in Boulder.
Very good. Well, I want to ask you all kinds of questions about sessions and the music and all of it, but tell us a little bit about the process of getting the players together and going in studio and making this new album.
Yeah, well, it started with just putting out the word to one person at a time, saying, you know, I've been thinking it's time we did another CD. Would you like to participate? What do you think of that? And it got a lot of positive response. Then the next stage was, okay, let's gather some repertoire. Let's decide what's going to be on this. And so I started writing things down at session, and tune names, songs, and asking individuals for their suggestions.
And
it built and built, and then there was a sorting process. Margo and I worked on that. And then there was further sifting, because some of these pieces have known composers, and we actually couldn't get in touch with at least two of them, so their tunes had to be dropped. But many of the composers did give permission. They were delighted,
great.
Generally. So that was the early stage, just deciding what are we going to put on this CD.
Right, right.
And you want to explain what happened next?
Well, the best part about, for me, the best part about recording the CD was there was actually no rehearsal. So rehearsal just happened at the session. You know, what does this sound like? Well, this sounds pretty good. Yeah, let's do that set. That sounds great. And then once we got into the studio, we set up some studio dates, and we said, we're going to record this set of tunes and this set of tunes and this set of tunes. And, you know, then we got people to, we actually got people to show up on a Sunday afternoon, players, before the session, and we'd go through the pieces a few times in the studio, and then we would record them. It was great.
Well, for someone like you who's recorded, I don't even know how many albums, to be able to dispense with the rehearsal part must have been kind of fun.
We did rehearse, but we just rehearsed while we were having fun.
Okay.
I guess that's
all right.
What I could say. And we had this great engineer. We recorded at Coop Studio here in Boulder, and we had this great engineer, John McFay, and he was just awesome. He just like got all the mics set up, and just then we would, while he was setting up the mics, we would practice the tunes, and everybody would chip in with their ideas about, should we do this tune once or twice or three times? And, wait, well, how about if we have a little banjo intro there? And those kinds of things. And everybody just chipped in. It was just really, really fun. It really felt like a group process. We usually had maybe, for the large groups, like we just heard the Ashplant and the Mossy Banks, there were probably 12 or 14 players on that. And maybe they weren't all playing on all the tunes or all the times through the tune, so we tried to sort of do some building, but it was really fun.
Create some dynamic.
A little, yeah, a little, but, you know, mostly it's just like everybody play all the time. Yes, go yeah. for it.
And very true to a session spirit.
It's a session spirit, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the things that distinguishes this new album from the previous CD is that we had more tunes on this one that were performed by smaller groupings.
Oh, great. Sort of ensembles within the whole
exactly.
session community.
Yeah. So there were, I think we recorded something like 7 or 8 full-out tracks where anybody who wanted to could come in, and, you know, we just worked it out. And then there were a number of tracks where a few people were asked to lead and to invite other people who they wanted on their tracks. And then there were the songs, and that's...
So do you have an example of one of those? And tell me
oh, yeah.
the cut number, and let's hear that as an example. That's a great intro, having heard the entire ensemble. Let's go ahead and sort of hear one of the smaller groups.
And yeah, so that'll be cut. I'll tell you what the track is so you can find it.
Yes,
it's number 6, and it's a set of jigs, actually just 2 jigs, called The Maids of Selma and Sport. And it's just a few players on those, the set of jigs.
And so when we come back, I'm going to ask you to explain to our audience the difference between a jig and a reel and a slip jig and
a hornpipe,
all of those permutations.
With pleasure, we'll do that.
All right. Right back, we're hearing music from the Boulder Irish Session on Shulte Gael on KGNU. All right, so Margo and Michael, tell us what we heard there and kind of a sense of the instrumentation and then the question that we led up with.
The lead-up question was jiggity, 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 jig. You know, if you can say jiggity, jiggity, it's a jig.
Okay.
And that particular jig, that set was the Maids of Selma, and it was a two-part jig, and the Sport was actually a three-part jig. So that's maybe a little bit complicated, but not a deal.
Well, you can't say it and then not talk about it.
And then the instrumentation on that one was just four instruments. It was the fiddle, the concertina, the flute, and the harp. So that's a sort of a stripped down sound, but it's good.
So I'm relatively certain that the harp player is someone that I know.
Yeah.
So that would be Margo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we had Esther Terpenin on flute and Colin Lindsay on box and Shannon Munchau on fiddle.
So, great stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we talked about a jig. How about a reel and a hornpipe, since you mentioned those two as well?
Okay. Why don't you demo the reel?
The reel is just peanut butter, 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 peanut butter. So if you can say peanut butter to it, it's a reel. And sometimes the reels and the jigs kind of sound fast because they both make you want to dance.
Right.
And they're both kind of fast. But that's how you can tell the difference. And then the hornpipes are the ones that
horn
make...
Pipes,
the
can,
horn ones...
I can handle that.
Okay. I was going to say, they're the ones that make me laugh. I go, if it makes me feel like I'm in a comic strip, it's a hornpipe.
Right. It's a good description. It's got a slower meter.
Right.
And it's a two count, actually. And it kind of goes along, da 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 da, and ends, da da dum dum, and that's a hornpipe.
Okay.
The dancing to that is very strenuous and fast. It's quite in contrast to the tunes.
Yeah, I've always found that is. When I watch dance competitions, I am always amazed to hear a hornpipe and watch the exertion of the dancers because it's a marked contrast.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, a reel is something that just about anybody can get up and dance to.
It's easier. When I got up and danced in public the one time that I did so with my daughter pulling me out by the hand, I was actually able to do a step.
See? There you go.
But heaven save me from the jigs and the hornpipes.
Yeah.
Well, the other dance that's beautiful to watch are the slip jigs. And the slip jigs are a 9/8 time. And the dancing for that is always the most graceful, beautiful dancing that you can imagine. It's just really, it also looks fast compared to the slip jig. Compared to the music, but it's just really beautiful. So, and then we have songs, which we'd like to do a song next. We're so lucky and blessed to have Eve Reshetnik as a singer, and she's going to sing lead on this song. But one of the things that's really great about the session is you'll have all these tunes, so all the dance tunes, and then you'll have the songs. Anything that's got words to it is a song. So this is going to be Bold Riley.
Bold Riley, Margot Krimmel, and Michael Reshetnik from the Boulder Irish Session in studio with us. And thank you guys for coming in. This is really cool. The new album called Next Sunday at Connors will be available on or about the 15th of November. And we'll get into just a minute or two how people can add that to their music collection. So, but right now, Bold Riley and Eve Reshetnik.
Oh, the rain, it raineth all day long. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. And them Normandy winds, they're blowing strong.
Bold Riley, oh, is gone away.
Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear, oh. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear, oh. Bold Riley, oh, is gone away. Our anchor is weighed and our sails are set. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Them Liverpool duties we'll ne'er forget.
Bold Riley, oh, is gone away.
Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear, oh. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear, oh. Bold Riley, oh, is gone away. Our sails are set for the Bengal Bay. Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Keep pumping, boys, it's a mighty long way. Bold Riley, oh, is gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear, oh, Bold Riley, oh, Bold Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear, oh, Bold Riley, oh, is gone away.
cheer up, Marianne, don't be so glum.
Bold Riley, oh, bold Riley.
Come White Stocking Day, we'll drink a rum.
Bold Riley, oh, is gone away.
Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear, oh.
Bold Riley, oh, bold Riley.
Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my dear, oh.
Bold Riley, oh, is gone away.
Bold Riley, oh, is gone away.
I listen to that and I conjure the image of a bunch of people congregated in a small, dark tavern in a fishing town somewhere in the Celtic diaspora. Could be, you know, on the coast of Massachusetts. It could be down in Chile or something like the Valparaiso, Santiago, something like that. Anywhere around the sailing world and everyone joining in the shanty on the chorus. What a great song.
Or by the Boulder Creek.
There you go. That too, yes.
Down at Connor O'Neill's, on Sunday evenings around 7:30 or 8,
in
you know.
County Boulder,
in
as they
County
say.
Boulder.
Great stuff.
It is great stuff, yeah.
Well, since we talked about sort of the diaspora and music all around the world, I'm imagining that sessions vary a lot from place to place in terms of who shows up, what the individual session tradition is like. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. There are many sessions that have a leader or a few people who are the leaders, and they are in charge. They get to say who can stay and who is not welcome. They get to, they might get some money if they're lucky.
Oh, like from the establishment where they're playing.
Yeah, from the establishment, right? Yeah. And then, let's see, leadership. Okay, there are different levels of sessions. There are sessions that are that are inhabited mainly by advanced players. There are sessions where there's special accommodation for beginners. Say the first half hour is slow tunes. There are sessions where songs are encouraged. There are sessions where they're minimized.
There are all different flavors.
And there are song sessions. I don't know many of those, but they do exist. I don't know of any in Colorado, which is, it'd be lovely to do that. I remember going to some singing parties over the years, and it's great fun.
It's time to have another one of those. We need to pull a song session or a song party, house party, together and invite a bunch of players too. That is great fun. Well, tell us a little bit about where there are sessions around Colorado. I mean, Sundays at Connors.
Sunday evenings at Connors. Also on Sundays, there's in Denver. There's a session at the Snug, which happens unless it's Broncos game, I think, in the afternoon about 3 o'clock, and that's a lot of fun. And there's one at the Celtic Tavern down in downtown Denver, right. And that starts, I think, at 4 o'clock. Then there's
both
on Sunday afternoons. And there's also a lovely session down at Jack Quinn's on Sunday afternoon in Colorado Springs, and that's a 3 o'clock session. And then Monday nights there's Fado's, a session down at Fado's, which has been going on for a long time. And Thursday night down in Denver, there's a session at The Bob. I think that's The Bob Beer on Broadway. The Bob.
Oh, yes.
And they all have different flavors. It's really, really fun. It actually was really fun for me because I only ever went to the Connors session and knew that there were other sessions out there. But just to go to different ones and just hear different, it's just a different flavor. Just like Michael said, there's just different ways of doing it. But it's all about playing traditional music, and it's informal, and usually very glad to hear, to have anyone come, as long as they, you know, play Irish music. It's if you don't play Irish music, you don't want to get bring your guitar out and say, wow, a jam session, you know, because the word session means something different here.
Right.
But it is really fun to see just in this little tiny, you know, Denver Boulder area, all of they each have their own flavor. So, and you know, there's more that I think you could find in the Celtic Connection, some other ones. I think there's a learning session down at Swallow Hill, which also might be on Sunday afternoon. So
yeah, there's even a little session in Niwot, if it's still going.
I think it's not still going, but you never know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned the Celtic Connection, which is, of course, the monthly newspaper of Celtic events, concerts, sessions, all kinds of Celtic gear, everything in the Celtic world comes out once a month in the Celtic Connection, which is an underwriter for this program. But it does include a list of where sessions are happening and also concerts. We'll be talking a little bit more about an upcoming concert of great note to fans of traditional Irish music in just a minute or two, and we'll even have a ticket giveaway. So stay tuned for that. But let's go ahead and hear one more number to wrap up, and tell us a little bit about what we're going to be listening to here.
So this last piece that we're going to play from next Sunday at Connors is a Liz Carroll tune. Liz Carroll's a wonderful fiddler and wrote lots of great tunes and gave us permission to do this one. And it's called Island of Wood. And it's pretty lot of players. I'd say there's a dozen players on this. What else
Something
about this?
Something like that.
Yeah. It's a gorgeous tune.
Yeah. And Liz has been so generous. We had one of her tunes on the previous album. She has been a teacher to some of the fiddlers who have come through the session, at least three that I can think of right off. And, you know, it's really a pleasure to have her music on this recording.
So the cut is Island of Wood. It's by Liz Carroll, and you can find it on next Sunday at Connors, which is an album that is coming out for release in November, just in time for the holidays. If people want to find the music, how do they do that?
It's for sale on Sunday evenings at Connors.
Okay.
That's about it. There is an escape clause, though. If you get a hold of a copy, you look in the liner notes, and there's a mention of an email address if you want to contact someone from the session, and you could also order a CD that way.
So we need to know what that email address
is. It's BoulderIrishMusic@gmail.com.
BoulderIrishMusic@gmail.com. Very good. Let's go ahead and give Island of Wood a listen, shall we? And thank both of you very, very much for being here. What fun.
Carl, thank you.
What a pleasure. Thank you. Yes.
Well, and congratulations on how many years? I need to ask this. How many years has the session been going on in one way or another at Connors, or even going back to Connors' predecessor, the James?
Yeah, it's a way long history. It's been 30 years. Let's see. Started out at a place on 30th Street called the Trident, moved several times, wound up at the James, which is the same location as Connor O'Neill's, but okay, so 5 years there, I think, and then there was a pizza place in South Boulder, and several other places. We were out in Louisville for 3 years or so.
All right.
And then when Connor O'Neill's opened, The new owner of that establishment,
Colm O'Neill.
Some of us approached him, told him what we do, and he got it.
Well,
he wanted this, and we've been very glad to play there, and we've been treated very well, and They make a good environment for the session, and that's been going on since 1999.
Oh, terrific. Well, Michael Reshetnik, Margot Krimmel, thank you very much. Thank you both for your support of this program, too, and all of the good that you do in the traditional music community and the acoustic music community in Colorado. And it's just a delight to have you here. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Good night.
Off we go with Island of Wood. Music there, Island of Wood, a Liz Carroll tune done by the Boulder Irish Session. How delightful to have them in studio, and thank everyone for their attentive listening tonight. That was very nice to get a couple of extra calls in support of the music. And in just a minute, turns out Paul Brady, one of the great legends of particularly Irish traditional song, is coming to Denver. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a minute, and give you an opportunity, if you are a KGNU listener member, to win tickets for Paul Brady, guest list tickets. But we will do it, probably in another 5 minutes or so. So stay tuned, and we'll tell you the number to call, and hope that you will land a couple of guest list tickets for Paul Brady. So for right now, we're going to go into music with Dadanan, and you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Music there from Dadan, and it's called A Jacket of Batteries, and a great lively tune indeed. A little bit more music on the forthcoming album from the Boulder Irish Session. In addition to having it available at Connor O'Neill's on Sunday evenings, it will also be available at Harlequin Gardens Holiday Gift Market, beginning Thanksgiving weekend, and that is at Harlequin Gardens at 4795 North 26th Street in Boulder. There's a big Thanksgiving holiday gift market that's going to be happening there, and you can find out more about it at harlequinsgardens.com. So H-A-R-L-E-Q-U-I-N-S gardens.com. And our thanks again to Michael Reshetnik and Margot Krimmel for coming in and sharing that bit of local music with us. So now we turn to the business of getting you into yet another music venue. Paul Brady. Gosh, what to say about him. Paul Brady is a singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist, one of Ireland's most enduring popular artists. Born in Belfast in 1947 and raised in Strabane, Northern Ireland, on the border with the Republic, he was interested in a wide variety of music from an early age. A 50s child, his first sounds were swing and jazz and the show tunes of his parents, and then 50s rock and roll, 60s pop and Motown, blues and R&B and country and western, and through all this ran the potent flavor of Irish traditional music and song. So if you would like a pair of guest list tickets, we have a pair of guest list tickets available to a KGNU listener member who has not won anything for the last 30 days, and that is for a concert Thursday, November 5th. Thursday, November 5th. Doors open at 7 p.m. It's an 8 o'clock all ages show. And let's have you be the fourth, 1, 2, 3, fourth caller at 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. If you are the fourth caller, you can score a pair of guest list tickets to Paul Brady at the Daniels Hall at Swallow Hill for Thursday, March 5th, 2015. And it should be a terrific show. Let's go ahead and get back into music now with Liam O'Flynn on KGNU.
Thank you.
Music from Liam O'Flynn and a set of great tunes there. O'Farrell's Welcome to Limerick is the title of that. It's off of an album called The Given Note. Thank you to everyone who called in searching for the Paul Brady tickets. Kathleen was our fourth caller, and gosh, I wish I could have given a pair of tickets to everybody who called in. We lit up the phone lines very nicely. Thank you so much for that. Tom, thank you for calling in and expanding a little bit on our knowledge of Paul Brady, his time with the Johnsons and with Planxty, and the work that he's done with people like Andy Irvin and much more besides. So we have a wonderfully educated listenership. It makes it an awful lot of fun to program for you, and we're very grateful for that. Also want to let you know that Musica Mundi comes your way in just a few minutes, and George is in studio firing up that wonderful show. We're going to go out this evening with music from Altan. It's an album called Black Waterside, and a beautiful song indeed. My name's Carl Cumley. Thank you very much for joining us on Shoulta Gael, and have a happy and safe Samhain out there. Leslie Lomas will take you on another ride around the Celtic world next Wednesday, and do keep it here to expand your musical horizons with George on Musica Mundi coming up next. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Thank you.
Thank you.